call received from Home Care Agency.
Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. Myself is Beta. And I want some information regarding my mother transferring to my home and transferring the agency also. Right now we have senior healthcare worker agency from Norristown. And I'm not very happy about not providing any kind of benefits, neither leave or anything. My mom is approved for 24 hours care. So how does this work if I transfer both the shift, day shift and night shift? Second question, mine is how will you be able to provide healthcare workers from your agency or not? Third, what is the rate? And fourth, if I am CLE, how do the funding works? How much goes in the supplies you people are providing, or how does it go, which way? Because this particular agency gives higher pay for 24 hours, people who work for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether it is that will control. People will only like to work 24 and not more because they make a higher pay.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how to reduce this kind of tactics. And that is the reason I'm looking for new agency. Right now, mom is at my brother's place, but pretty soon he's planning to go to NJ. So he will be shifting mom to my home. So before I take that responsibility, I'm a single person. I don't have that resources. Suppose if mom is too sick and I have to take her to the hospital or for like a rehab or something, how I can afford, what are the resources paid by your agency? How I know I have read about the waiver program and how much they are funding, but how you are managing that money, if I become a CLE, I should know that. So that is the way I'm trying to gather the information by two or three agencies which I picked from online. And I'm looking the services in Bluebell or Plymouth Meeting. So if you provide the people, that should be nearby neighborhood for a worker to come.
What county do you live in, ma'am?
Montgomery.
Okay. And how many hours does the patient have?
I told you 24 hours care. She has been approved since 2021.
Okay. And how many caregivers are there?
Right now, as a doctor that works for the night shift, my brother hires sometimes two people, sometimes one person from 2 to 7. And he has a cook in his family. She sometimes take over 7 to 2. And that is right now she is in hospice care. So a hospice nurse comes at 9:30 and gives her the sponge bath, change her bed sheet, and dressing and grooming. She does not hospice nurse, hospice aide. The nurse comes like two times a week to check the medication and the health of the mother.
Okay. So there's two caregivers, right?
Yeah, two caregivers in day shift and night shift I am handling. So one, the cook works from 8 to 2.
Okay, 8 to 2.
And the agency provides one nursing aide. She comes from 2 to 7.
2 to 7. So the agency, you need the agency to staff the 2 to 7, correct?
No. I want to change over the whole program.
No, ma'am, I understand that. I understand that. But I'm asking you, how many hours do you want us to staff you?
Like, I want the staffing. Yeah, I haven't asked the person who is working as a cook in her family, but just imagine if I want to start, say, from 2 to 8.
Okay.
Staffing from 2 to 8.
Okay, 2 to 8. One second. Okay, what's the patient's first and last name?
Okila, K-O-K-I.
K-O-K-I.
L-A, Kokila.
L-A, Kokila, okay.
Last name, J-A-N-I, Johnny.
J-A-N-I, okay. Date of birth?
Her date of birth is July 19th. 2031.
Okay, so 719-1931. It's okay. And what's the home address?
Her home address is 304 Anthony Drive. Anthony Drive.
Do you have an apartment?
No. It's a home. But if she moves with me, this is a townhouse, like condo, two bedroom upstairs, and downstairs is living, come dining and kitchen separately.
Okay.
So my address is 33 Barclay Court, Bluebell, Pennsylvania.
I need the patient's address, the Kokila address.
Yeah, right now Kokila is 304 Anthony Drive, and it is a big house.
Okay, so it's 304 Anthony Drive. What's the city?
Plymouth Meeting. PA 19462.
What's the city, ma'am? You said 304 Anthony Drive. What's the city?
Plymouth Meeting, PLYMOUTH. Plymouth Meeting, PA 19462.
And what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Geeta Hans. I am her daughter.
Okay, and how do you spell your name?
G-E-E-T-A E-T-A, Tita. Last name, Home Apple Nancy Sam. H-A-N-S. Hans.
So A-N-S-H-A-N-S.
No. Did you get my first name?
Yeah, Jeeta. G-E-E-T-A. What's the last name?
H-A-N-S. Four letters.
What is that?
Home H. A for apple.
I got it. H, home, A, apple, N, Nancy, S, Sam. Okay?
That's it.
Okay, so it's Jeeta Ham.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, and you are in Montgomery County. And then who are the aides? What's, give me the name of the first aide that cooks from 8 to 2.
From 8 to 2, but she lives in my brother's home. Her name is Pratima Patel.
So how do you spell her name?
P-R-A-T-I-M-A.
T-I-M.
P, P as a pony. P-R-A-T as a Tom. P-I-M-A. Pratima.
Pratima, okay. Miss Pratima and her last name?
Patel. P. A T E L.
Okay, and a good number to reach, Ms. Patel.
What?
A good number, a number, a phone number.
Her number, I have to see. It's 314 something, but she doesn't talk much in English or hardly.
Yeah, but
understand.
We need to send her the hiring application. Are you gonna receive the hiring application?
You can transfer. I can help her to do that.
Okay.
So I first I have to know how your funding you are going to direct, because I have to see before I transfer it. I have to see. I have limited resources, limited space. But because my brother wants to move to New Jersey, where his two sons are living, that is the reason. If he moves, mother, all this help which is coming from the state, that he has to restart everything. So that is why he wants her to. I'm living in his condo. This is
okay.
The townhouse, which is his own. He
okay.
rented it to me.
So, I got it. So, so what's the second caregiver? You're the second caregiver, right? You're getting paid?
I'm getting paid, yes. I work from
okay.
8 to 8.
Okay, you work from 8 to 8.
8 to morning 8. And
okay.
He gives me, because I have been working since 2018, so he gives me $16 per month, like average.
Okay.
But I give her all her medicine, collecting, I mean, renewal of all her prescription, getting medicine, filling up the medicine, all her. I give her the sponge bath, I clean everything, and I give her oxygen needed at night time. She bypass any kind of thing because I have been working for long for her.
Uh-huh.
18 to 26.
Okay.
So I don't have a degree in nursing aid, but because I am aware of her all the problem, and I used to take her to the doctor. Right now, she is totally bedridden, and I don't know what my... When I went to India, I was called telling that she is going to go away, and she was on a hospice since then, December 4th or something. So hospice nurse comes and aide comes regularly Monday through Friday to give her daily sponge bath, change her bed sheet, and she does her hair and stuff and change the diaper and go. So 45 minutes she does that.
Okay. All right.
And
so
her transferring all the help and application, I can help Pratima. The second person's name is Stacy. I am not aware of her last name, honestly, but I can get it. Once I decided to transfer, means he wants to go, so he wants to push off or leave mom and go away, but I have to understand because I don't have additionally, he has 6 homes. I'm living in condo paying rent, so my resources are limited. I have to think 10 times before, and I am 70. So I have to think whether how long I can do it and all these things. So if I really want to transfer, how your funding goes, because somehow my brother gets some additional benefits for food and shelter and all these things. How does that work, whether it comes from Social Security or waiver program? I'm not aware. I have to find my resources before I accept. This is a big responsibility because when the care workers don't come, I have to cover all of them by myself. Right now I am helping them. He goes to vacation so many times, so I cover all his absence. But that is why I had to request him to put somebody during daytime, so that because my mom wakes up every night, I have sleepless night.
Oh,
and so now my routine is wherever I go, I sleep during daytime and I awake at night. And so 4 years continuous night shift has made me like a zombie. But what I want is nobody will do that, getting up in the middle of night.
No one is going to love your mother like you. Changing
or putting cream, or she feels burning too much. So I'm not sure what is going on with her, but she's given some, and she has very acute constipation. So every day she wants some laxatives. So I don't know, but before I take the responsibility, I should know how this system works, whether I will have enough funding for all the people working, or for her needs like a diaper and whatever things which is, she's using. I see hospitals are giving or her diapers and everything is stocked very well. Previously, we used to give her the catheter at night. So that also was provided by the state, but now at least after she is having continuous UTI frequently, we stopped using the catheter system. And we use double diaper at least at night, and then I change it at 6 a.m. in the morning. And if she complains, I change in middle of night also. So that's why I avoid putting any person, because whoever comes and runs away. My brother did one time about the night shift, and then he lost it. So he transferred it to me. I was doing the day shift.
I got you, Miss Dita. So let me tell you, so you're going to get paid every Friday. Payroll goes in once a week, and you get paid every Friday. The health benefits are through Aflac. They have individual policies that, depending on your needs, you can choose. You get time and a half for anything over 40 hours. How many hours do you complete yourself?
I work for 72 hours. One day, one night is covered by that cook lady. She, one who works 8 to 2 for 7 days, she takes over one night.
So tell me how many hours she does and how many hours you do. I need to know each person.
Okay,
how many
I do 72 hours.
So you do 72, okay? And how many hours does the other lady do?
She does 8 to 7. So 7 6 are 42 plus 12. That makes 54. No, 7. Yeah, 7 6 are 42 plus 12. That makes 54.
Okay. So she does 54, and you do 76. Correct.
72. 12 6 are 72. 6 days. Saturday I take off because that's my religious day. I do too many pujas and stuff.
Okay, and then she does a total of 54.
Yes.
So that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 126 hours. Okay? All right. Go ahead.
And that other lady who comes to 28. Right now she comes only for 4 days because, I don't know, she's on disability and she cannot do more than 25 hours or something. So she works for 4 days, but I want somebody who works from 2 to 8, 7 days.
Okay. And how many hours is that?
That's like one day, 6 hours. So 2 to 6 hours. So 6 7 are 42.
Okay, so you need somebody to cover 42 hours from the agency.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So who's the service coordinator? Would you know?
Right now it is my sister who is visiting, but I have to, she's not local. So I want to take over, and if I take over, I don't think I can work. Am I right?
You cannot do all 24 hours, no.
No, not that I know. But they say if you become client representative, CLE, you cannot work even any shift. Is it right or wrong? I'm not sure.
No, that's
sure.
Right. If you get on services, you cannot work. Right.
Yeah, so then you have to find somebody who covers the night.
I can do that. I can find someone to cover the nights for you, overnight, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now so I'm going to give you some of my... Go ahead.
If I become CLE, then what I am getting, nothing.
No, you're going to get paid. No, you're going to get paid. You're going to get paid for the 72 hours that you're going to be doing.
Oh, no.
You're going to get paid overtime as well.
I'm not talking about it. If I had to, if my brother and his wife were here to be a service coordinator, if they are not there and they are moving to NJ, I will have that duty. So if I become CLE, I cannot work for any shift. So how can I run my expenses? That is also a question to me.
I'm not sure, because like, let's say, you meaning like if your brother comes and takes your mom to Jersey?
No, I'm telling you, if I take the responsibility as a CLE or service coordinator, then the disability coordinator is somebody I can get her name for approval, and it's based on HMOs, the insurance.
Yeah, Keystone. Keystone.
Yeah, but my only question is, if I change into CLE, what kind, can I get any kind of fund to run my home? Because
I'm not sure.
The only
you would have to
income,
ask the service coordinator. You have to ask her. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't want to give you the wrong information. I'm not sure about that.
Because who decides all of this expense?
Your service coordinator. The service coordinator that approves the services.
Is it from home or the disability service coordinator?
The coordinators are the ones that come into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours Ms. Johnny got. If you needed services, then you would have to go through Medicaid, get funded, and do the assessment and find out if you're eligible.
I am not asking for myself. You don't understand what I am saying. I'm simply, she has been approved. She has a service coordinator. The whole program runs perfectly, I'm telling. The only hinge is my brother wants to go and he wants to move her in my home. If she's coming in my home and being a CLE client representative, if I cannot do the night shift, how am I going to fund my family? Right now I have an income, 72 hours I am working. But
right,
if that is gone, if I become CLE, then how does that work? That I want to understand.
They don't let legal aides, power of attorneys, or spouses to get paid. So you don't be her legal aide, because then you cannot get paid to take care of her.
So if I become the CLE, then...
What is that, CLE? I don't understand what you're asking. What is
CLE
that?
CLE is the, like, legal... The mom chooses somebody as her legal representative.
No, do not become her legal aide, because if you do that, you cannot get paid to take care of her. Tell your brother, if your brother's not taking care of her and getting paid, tell him to be the legal aide. Because you cannot get paid to take care of somebody if you're the legal aid or power of attorney.
Okay.
So you have to choose somebody else in the family, somebody else that you trust.
Yeah. Now, listen. So right there.